And away we go. Here we are up and running on this Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020. 2-11-20, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride this morning. And we're going to have a fun morning ahead of us. Although, you know, this is my pet peeve apparently this entire month. Is it February or is it February? Now, I hope we don't have to do this all month, but this comes up every February because most people would say February, but that's not how the word is written, and I'm not sure how we would get February out of how February is spelled. Now, for a long time, I thought it was pronounced February, but then somebody last week pointed out to me that I think the pronunciation as the word is written would be February or something like that. Completely different. So I'm not really sure how you say February. But every morning when I read the date, I always think, should I say, I end up saying February because I think that's what most people say. But I'm not sure that it is February. I think it might be February. In any event, it is Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020, 14 minutes past the hour, and here we are on the Now program, and we have some interesting things to discuss this morning. One of them is, you know, I like to tell a little story from time to time about how my morning went. Now, this morning actually went very well as far as getting a drink. I was not able to do that yesterday. Today I was making good time. There was not a lot of traffic. No snow, no ice, no rain. The morning was good, so I was able to get my drink, get here on time. But as I'm coming down Center Street, I get behind a pickup truck. And I started to smell this awful fume. I don't know what it was. Something coming out of the exhaust, I'm guessing, of this pickup truck. Now, if it wasn't coming out of the exhaust of this pickup truck, then it was something to do with my car. But I have a feeling it's something to do with the exhaust of the pickup truck. But it was so strong and so powerful that it had, I had to roll down the windows in the car on the way here this morning because the smell was so overpowering. So I just thought that was a little anecdote. You know, I think sometimes we get behind these cars and a lot of times we think our cars are having the problem because the smell is so powerful and it's right in your face and it's sitting right there in your car. But a lot of times it's the car in front of you. And I don't know what causes. See, I'm not a car person, so I'm not really sure what causes the exhaust on a car to smell so bad. Does anybody know what would cause that? Because obviously some cars' exhaust don't smell bad at all. You can't even smell them. But what causes the exhaust in a car to be so, it kind of smells a little like gasoline, kind of smells a little, I don't know, it just has a weird smell to it. But I'm sure we've all smelt bad exhaust as we travel down the highway of life. Does anybody know what causes that? What causes the exhaust on certain cars to have horrible smells? And usually it's trucks. Now, I'm not saying it's always trucks, but this morning it was a truck, and 9 times out of 10 when this happens, it is a truck. So what causes that awful exhaust smell? Does anybody know? If you do, give me a call. Well, maybe somebody here right off the bat knows what's causing that awful smell. Go ahead, caller.
Was it more like rotten eggs?
Well, you know, no.
The catalytic converter was screwed up.
So a catalytic converter would be a rotten egg smell.
Right.
This was kind of like, you know what it smelled like? It smelled like, not exactly like gasoline, but it smelled kind of like the faint smell of gasoline, but also...
Oh, gas?
Yeah, kind of like a faint,
you know,
yeah.
Somebody's probably got an injector that's bleeding down and getting raw gas out the back.
Yeah, and it also kind of smelled, you know, like, it just smelled like something was not burning, like something was burning
right.
up is what it smelled like.
Yep.
So maybe that's what it was. It was just gas.
A couple ideas there.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because that stuff fascinates me. And can a car run for a long time like that?
Oh, yeah. It'll run well. A lot of gas.
That's right. It doesn't run well, but it runs. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. There are some good instances where you would get a bad smell out of the exhaust of a car. Well, if you have any thoughts, you can weigh in too, 740-383-9944. But it was weird this morning how bad that was, because usually you get behind a truck or a car like that and it'll pass quickly. But this morning, it was just so... maybe it was because I was behind that truck for a little ways and the traffic was not moving all that fast. But holy moly, the smell coming out of the muffler of that truck was awful and permeated the car that I was in. But that was my morning coming here. That was the only mishap getting here this morning. Do want to remind you later on today here on the station, we do have the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 to 3 p.m., Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m., here today on WWGH Radio. Those are our great offerings. Now, here is some stuff I need to go over from yesterday. Because, okay, hold on. Maybe we'll get another call here in regard to the muffler question. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I've got a good one for you.
Sure.
How do you pronounce the word L-I-V-E?
Well, it's because it's most people would say live, but it's also live.
I know. So, see, isn't that weird?
Now, is that, do you think that's contextual and we just overlook it?
I think that the English language is just super weird.
Well, you know, and this is why I think anybody who's trying to learn English, from people from another country to exchange students to even little babies when they go to school, it's very difficult because if you see...
to learn.
Yes, because
it's like knife.
Yeah, it doesn't...
Where's the K come from?
Well, and we've made fun of it for years on this station, but when it does come to aunt... if you would say aunt, if you truly say that's the pronunciation of that word, well, we also spell aunt, A-N-T, and aunt means an insect.
Right.
So how do we get, you know, your mother's sister out of that?
I know.
It's a very strange language, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, it is. What? I just thought I'd add to the confusion this morning.
Well, I tell you, we don't need any help around here day to day for confusion, but it's good.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, that's true. L-I-V-E is one of those weird words because it's live. Okay, it's live if you're saying, I'm going to live. Well, that's L-I-V-E. But L-I-V-E is also live. Like every morning we go on the air here. We're going on live. Well, we wouldn't say we're going on live. Does anybody ever have any other examples of those? I know there are a lot of them. People talk about them in speech all over the place. Any weird things with the English language, we do aunt and aunt all the time. And mainly that's my argument against aunt and aunt, to be honest with you. And I know most people say aunt, just like most people say February. But for me, the biggest argument against aunt and aunt is that if A-U-N-T is aunt, then what's the insect? That becomes a little more difficult. Go ahead, Colin.
Live. It's Saturday night.
I know. That's what you would be saying. Saturday night live. Now, do you think there are people in other countries who don't know what that show is who might say Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah. Well, look at T-H-E. It's the or the.
The or the. And is
or
it...
Two that's spelled three different ways.
Two is spelled three different ways, but I think the biggest problem with two is when people are trying to write it.
Oh, yeah.
Because T-O-O is supposed to be too much, and T-O is I'm going to the doctor, and then T-W-O is the number, and people screw that up all the time.
Like either and either and neither and neither.
Now here's one that I get all the time. Now, is it further or farther?
Well, that's two different words.
Well, but which is, if I'm going, in the context, if I say I'm going to go farther, a farther distance than I've ever gone before, is farther right or is further right?
Well, that's further.
That's further.
The further you go, the more away you are.
Okay, so then what's farther?
Well, it's like when you're going too far.
So the further I go...
The expression of when you carry something, a saying or something, that's going farther than it needs to be.
That's it. You know, I was just trying to think there's another one that it's actually two different words, but they kind of mean the same thing. And people have a trouble using them all the time, and I can't... Well, it's like irregardless. Where did irregardless come from? Because it's not a word.
It's an oxymoron.
It's an oxymoron. Because we say, well, irregardless of everything. It's just like...
In the song, you wouldn't say fur away, would you?
No, you wouldn't. But, see, would you...
Unless you were from the South.
But is your father's sister... Is that the same thing as an insect?
I think the U is silent.
Well, see, but then doesn't... How do you distinguish, again, between the insect and the relative?
Well, your mother's sister is not an insect. She's just your aunt.
Well, you do, but if you're writing it on paper, if you're trying to teach somebody how to write and understand...
Well, yeah, that's the worst part about the English language.
Right, so
I don't know how we learned it.
Right, because the pronunciation is totally, the pronunciation does not match the spelling, the writing.
You need a thesaurus to figure out what to write.
You really do. Those are weird. Those are weird instances. Well, hey, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, this is a fun little conversation this morning. See, I still say aunt, though, because I know people who call their aunts auntie. Now, you could not get auntie from aunt. Now, you could get... And I don't think you would say auntie. Does anybody call I'm going to say aunt or aunt. Does anybody call their aunt or aunt auntie? I don't think they call them auntie. They call them auntie. So doesn't the word have to be aunt, not aunt? It's strange. It's a strange language, and it does confuse people. Like Saturday Night Live. Well, is that Saturday Night Live? I don't know. It all contextual, which is strange. I've never known a language that was absolutely so contextual. You have to know exactly where the word is being used, and I'm trying to think of that word that is used all the time. I think it means... distance, but it's two different words, and you're never sure which word to use. I would have to find a conversation where I had used it, but I know there are two different words. And farther and further doesn't sound like they mean a whole lot of difference. Farther, I went farther, I went further. It's hard to tell. The language is very complicated. That's one thing we know at the bottom of this conversation, is the English language is very, very complicated. 26 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any more of these or any comments or questions in regard to these things? They're funny little things. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any of the English language oddities that we deal with on a daily basis? Now, another one that I use all the time, and I try to pronounce it correctly, is progress. Because that is supposed to be progress, because the root word is pro, which means to go further. But people say progress. They don't say progress. They say progress. Well, how in the world do you get progress out of P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S? That clearly is progress. There's no way that could be pronounced progress. And what does a pra? There's no pra, so there's no root word there. So I'm not sure about that one either. And another one is asbestos. You know, if you look at the spelling of that word, you would say asbestos. But people say asbestos. And I'm not sure that it's asbestos. I think it's asbestos. Does anybody have any opinions? Is it asbestos or asbestos? Is it progress or is it progress? Is it aunt? Is it aunt? What do you think? 740-383-9944. And as I've said before on the whole aunt thing, that really does not bother me a whole lot. Because, you know, most of my aunts or aunts or however you want to say it, I don't really care for them. Now, they don't listen to this show, so that won't matter to them. Now, there have been aunts that I have cared about. I will say that. I don't dislike them all. But see, one of the things about this is, and let me kind of fill you in. My mother has all brothers. So all of my uncles are legitimate family, you know, blood family, because they're her brothers. So I don't have any uncles who married into the family, because all my mother's siblings are brothers. But I don't have any aunts who are blood relation, because there are no sisters. So I guess for me, that's where that kind of comes from. So it's strange. Honestly, it's just strange when you knock it all out. But that's, so I think that's why I don't particularly like the aunts, because to be honest with you, a couple of them have been married a few times, so there have been more than one aunt per person. Now, some of them I've liked, and some of them I've liked the past aunt or aunt better than I like the current aunt or aunt. So, you know, there you go. Does anybody have a good aunt or uncle story that they would like to tell? That would be kind of interesting. Of a maybe a favorite aunt or aunt or a non-favorite aunt or aunt. Always interesting stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, guys.
I know who. How you doing?
Oh, I'm not happy. Just heading to work like everybody else. You know how that goes.
Everybody else. Not a bad morning out there this morning.
No, it's not too bad. It's, it could be worse, right? It could be like a blizzard of 78 out here today, but it's not.
Certainly not. It's not too bad out there this morning at all.
No, no. I mean, it's some crazy drivers, but that's about it.
So how's life going in general?
Yeah. So how was your morning?
So far, so good. I haven't had any big issues this morning. Made it in okay. Here we are, off and running on another day.
There you go, on a Tuesday. So I heard you talking about, aunts. You know I don't say aunts because I'm not in London.
Well, I don't see, but here's the problem. If that word is pronounced ant, then why is ant spelled N-A-T if we're talking about the insect?
Oh, man. I don't know. I just don't like to say aunt, because I don't know. Aunt, I mean, it's just a weird to say, hey aunt, how you doing today? I'd rather say, hey, aunt, how you doing today?
But who really calls their aunt or aunt? Usually you call them by their name.
Or sometimes I'll say, like, what's up? Like, I have an Aunt Debbie. I say, what's up, Aunt Debbie? I don't just say, hey, what's up, Debbie? I say, what's up, Aunt Debbie? I don't say, what's up, Aunt Debbie?
See, I don't think that I have ever referred to any of my aunts or aunts as an aunt or an aunt. I've just called them by their name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't remember ever referring to any of them like that.
Oh, see, I don't know. I do. I put the title in front of me.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I don't like any of them. Well, you know, I just went through that, and I hate to say this, but the truth of the matter is that my mom had all brothers, so all my uncles are blood related. I don't have any aunts who are blood related, so maybe that's what the problem is.
It could be, yeah, you didn't have no, yeah, that's true. You would have had an aunt at one time or another.
Well, my dad had one sister, so I did have a blood relation aunt on that side, but she died years ago, and I didn't see a whole lot of her in my life. She just was not around all that often.
Yeah. Well, you would have had an aunt, Helen, right?
Well, yeah, but she died before any of those. I mean, she was never around because she died in the 50s, 2 months after she was born, so not even her siblings ever got to meet her.
Right. But you would have had an aunt, though.
And like I said, on my dad's side, I ended up having an aunt who was blood related, but
Beverly, what was her name? Beverly or something?
No, her name was Pam.
Pam. That's right.
But she died a number of years ago. I think about 20 years ago now. And I never was close with her because she just did not come to a lot of family outings. And I don't know. I don't really remember those times because I was very young. But to be honest, I think there was some issues with her and her parents, I think. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure there was.
It is strange. I thought about doing that ancestor, spitting a cup and just send off to see who all I'm related to.
Well, I know where the majority of my family comes from, and it's, on one side, and that's the French, old General DeVore from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I remember that. We can own some land in Pennsylvania right now, but
Revolutionary War general.
He didn't give us no land.
Well, that's because our branch of the family moved to Ohio and died before he died.
Yeah, we had a snake. I was telling somebody at work yesterday about that because I used to love going to circuses. It's kind of funny you brought this up this morning. I was having a discussion about circuses yesterday. And I was telling people that I had a family member that, correct me if I'm wrong, she was in the circus, and I said she was a snake handler. And I was telling the story about it. I said I love going to circuses. I've been going to circuses when I was little. I love circuses. But you don't see those anymore. You come to Marion all the time. I don't even know what time they're marrying me at a circus.
I think there was a circus here in Alaska. Yeah. I think that there's one that still comes to the Coliseum, because I think there was one that came here in the last couple weeks, because I saw some tickets here at the studio.
Oh, really? See, I don't know about those things.
I'm not sure where they give those tickets out. I don't know. It's not as big an advertisement as it used to be.
Well, I used to, I remember when I was little, they used to set up the big tent, going to the big tent, and that was pretty fun. Are you a fan of circuses or no?
I don't mind them. One time I was asked to be for the Shriners Circus in Columbus. I was asked to be the guest, what did they call that? Guest ringmaster, or the person who basically does the announcing for the three-ring circus. I forget what they called it, but it was a guest conductor.
You get to announce the Tigers to come out.
Yeah, that sort of thing, but I turned that down. I didn't go do that.
Why not, Gary?
No, I had something else to do that day. That was like 3 or 4 years ago. And it was in Columbus, and it was the Shriner Circus, and it was like on a Saturday afternoon, and I think I had something else going on.
It took your blood.
Circus. Well, it is. I mean, circus people are in my blood, but I didn't. I thought if my schedule was available, I probably would have done it.
You know, I think that'd be pretty cool to work at a circus. Had a friend. Friend's mother was in the circus for many years as well. Remember that?
Yeah. And I think that circuses, you know, circuses bring people a lot of joy, but I don't know in the cell phone age if these things are holding up anymore. I don't know if this is another thing, yet another thing going by the wayside because of the internet.
So, let me ask you this, because you did the research on Grandma's side. Grandma and Betty's side.
Right.
So, she probably had no clue that she had snake over, right? Would she have it by that point? But she had both her legs cut off, both her arms cut off, and
well,
the
full story is her name was Nettie Wilson, and she joined the circus as the fat lady in the circus, and she had terrible diabetes. So as she went on over the years, the diabetes caught up with her, and she, back in those days, this is the, 30s and 40s, diabetes medication was not as good, and she had to have both her legs amputated at one point. And I guess once you have your legs amputated, you can't be the fat lady in the circus anymore. So they took that job away from her, but somehow she ended up being a snake handler for the last few days in the circus instead of the fat lady. So now she was a snake handler. And I guess that's how she came upon that job. So I don't think snake handler was her given profession. I think her given profession was more the fat lady.
Oh, okay. So she had arms, and she didn't have legs.
Right. The legs were amputated because of the diabetes, which probably is why you shouldn't be a fat lady in a circus.
Well, I thought her arms were gone too. So if she had arms.
Yeah, I don't think she could have handled the snake if she didn't have any arms.
Well, all the snake, but I thought the snake was water out her.
No, I think it was a snake handler. I think she would pick them up.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought she didn't have no arms. You know, the G.
Well, the interesting thing about her, if you go back in her history, she was married a whole bunch of times. And she had a kid that she left who never knew that she was his mother. And she really had kind of a show business lifestyle, which I guess was the circus lifestyle.
Anyway, back then they just buried you wherever they were at.
No, because she got out of the circus, and then she went and lived in Michigan. She lived a pretty long life for those days, and also with all the health problems she had. I think she lived into her 70s, maybe early 80s. She didn't die till the 50s. And she was living in Michigan at that time with another husband when she died.
No, I'm not saying her, but I'm saying back in the day, where if you died in the circus, they didn't bury you there right there.
I don't know if that's how circuses worked. I know that's how gypsies worked. Gypsies.
Oh, I'm a gypsy. Okay.
Gypsies would just, because they really had no home.
I had one of them like that. Oh, okay. That's why we're the gypsy queen and Marion.
That's right, because gypsies don't really have a home and don't really have a family for the most part, so wherever they are when they die, they're not going to carry them around, so they just put them where they die.
So the gypsies, they just travel, they don't have a home?
No, they didn't used to have a home. That was their whole idea. And that's why today they're not called gypsies, they're called travelers. For some reason, because the term, this is wording again, the term gypsy got turned, I don't know which came here first. I don't know which was the chicken and the egg. But you know the term that we used when you say, well, somebody took your money or you didn't get a good deal and they would say you got gypped? Well, that came from the term gypsy. So it was a negative term. Now, I don't know if gypped got gypsy or gypsy got gypped, but somewhere along the line, they decided that was not a good term and that was no longer a good term for gypsies. So now they're called travelers.
Travelers, huh? Interesting.
But I don't think they exist anymore. Because when gypsies used to come into your neighborhood, you know, people would get on the party line. And they would call up, you know, everyone and say, gypsies are coming, hide the silver. Because gypsies would, no, that's what would happen, because gypsies would just come in your home and steal your silverware.
Oh, man.
That's true.
So we don't have gypsies anymore.
I don't know. Maybe we do. I don't know.
I remember you spent during the time you spent in the graveyard.
Yes.
As a gypsy's queen, and nobody came.
Well, people came. It just was no gypsies came. Yes, I did spend the night in the cemetery, St. Mary's Cemetery, many years ago with Martha Dowse. Was there that night.
And Terry Tackett.
No, one Terry Tackett.
Oh, I thought Terry was there with
you. No, that was long before Terry Tackett.
Oh, I thought Terry was there with you.
Nope, it was three people, but it was an interesting night. Nobody came. No gypsies came, but a lot of people from Marion came, which that was fun.
Yeah. Interesting.
There's a newspaper about that somewhere, because the newspaper covered that, which I thought was pretty interesting.
You know, somebody should write a book about that. Or is there a book out there already?
Well, people know the story, but I really don't know if it's been chronicled heavy. Hey, but I do have a question for you, because I didn't get to bring this up in the first bit of the show, but we got a little bit of time here. Now, yesterday, I was having a conversation in the second hour about sending flowers, because it is, you know, Valentine's Day week, about sending flowers to people who maybe don't know that you like them. And is this a good day to do this, to send flowers? And somehow we got into a conversation, and I think I brought it up, and I said, well, what if the person is married, or what if the person is, you know, a fiancé of somebody? Can you send them flowers? I was having this conversation with somebody who called in, and it was pointed out to me yesterday that it sounded like I was going to send flowers to somebody who was married or who was engaged. And I just wanted to point out that I don't plan on sending flowers to anybody who's married or engaged. My question just was, is that okay to do? Because I had a lady on the line, and somebody said later on in the day, it said it sounded like you scared that woman because you were saying that you were going to send flowers to somebody who was married or engaged. No, I'm not going to. I don't have any, what do you call that, a crush? Yeah, I guess it's a crush. I don't have any crushes on any married or engaged women, but, you know, if people want to do it, that's fine, but not me. It's just not me. I want to clear that up.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get to hear the second hour. So somebody thought that you was going to send flowers to a married person?
I don't think the person on the line thought it, but later on in the day, somebody told me that it sounded like the person on the line thought that's what I was saying, that I was going to do it.
I don't care. Even if they're married, I mean, anybody can send flowers or whatever. I mean, people send flowers to loved ones all the time. I mean, you can be friends with somebody, so send flowers. Doesn't mean you have a crush on them. Like, I send flowers to one of the girls at work, and she's married, because she's having a bad day. It doesn't mean I mean, flowers can mean different reasons. I mean, she knows we're friends, and I have nothing. She's a lot older than me. I did it to cheer her up. So yeah, there's different reasons why you can send somebody flowers. You can cheer them up.
But let's back this up. Let's say the person is about the same age as you. If you send them flowers, even just to cheer them up, even if you don't have any motive in it, might they take that the wrong way if they're married?
I guess it depends on the person, I believe. I guess it depends on if you put, like, what you put on the card. If you put, like, a blob on it, or if you just say, your friend. You can put your friend on the card, your friend thinking of you, or depends on if, you know, they're having a... Or, you know, like a congratulations, or, you know, it depends on the situation, I think. And it depends on the person, how they, I mean, because nowadays people are so sensitive, to be honest with you. I mean, we are a sensitive country now. People take everything out of proportion, way out of proportion, way too much. And it's just, I don't know. It's a crazy world that we live in now.
Yeah, but is it wrong to send somebody flowers? Okay, let's say you do like somebody who's married or engaged. I mean, is it wrong to send them flowers? I don't know. I'm not sure what line that crosses. Now, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not doing it. There's nobody who I want to send flowers to who's married or engaged. But is it wrong? Is that wrong to tell somebody how you feel?
Personally, no, but you don't want to get involved in their relationship. Unless they're separated or personally. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. I guess it depends on what you're doing it for. But the person, if they accept the flowers or if they're coming across the wrong way, they need to tell you, we'd be friends or whatever, but, I mean, they gotta respect the other partner as well. Like the other, spouse or whatever, and how they're going to feel about if they get gifts from other fruit people. You see what I'm getting at?
My
wife got another flower from another guy. Yeah, of course that's going to tick me off. You know what I mean?
Well, but see, should it? Because here's my scenario on this.
Well, yeah, because I don't think that's right.
Well, but here's the problem. Your wife did not ask for that flower, and...
She should just throw it out before the husband sees it, but
that's deceitful. See? That's where you get deceitful. And I think you should just show the husband and say, you bring the flowers home. No, this is what you do. You bring the flowers home, and you say, hey, look who sent me blah, 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 blah. And, I think that's very nice that they have a crush on me. Obviously, I don't feel the same way because I'm married to you, and I'll let them know that. But I think it was a nice gesture that they did this.
Well, yeah, you want to be honest. I mean, a relationship is based on honesty. You're exactly right. You want to tell your spouse or whatever they are, because, so much cheating goes on nowadays. I mean, it's just outrageous. I mean, the new thing now is these people want open relationships. I mean, what is that? I mean, come on. Open relationships, this is why diseases are the way they are.
It keeps
open relationships.
Open relationships keep the pharmacists in business. That's a new saying.
I know, right? I'm telling you. It's just like, I mean, I understand why, before you get married, back in the old days, you had to take a blood test. Take a blood test. Criminal check, whatever you had to do. But nowadays, you have to be paper, you're married. And I think the reason why is because people are living together before they get married now, and it doesn't do any good anyway. So, still, I don't know. The law needs to change on that again because there's too much diseases. They're going around today.
Well, let me ask you, do you think in 2020 that if you're by the time you're walking down the aisle and getting that blood test, do you think that you probably already haven't contracted that disease by the time you're getting married?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't do any good now, Dave. But I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know what they can do. But I guess before you get in a relationship with somebody, you say, listen, before I have a relationship with you, we're going to the clinic.
Okay, but here's the thing. Well, here's the thing about it. Like, I think about Orson Bean yesterday getting killed. He just thought he was crossing the street. And here he gets run down by two cars. Now, I bet you if you would ask him, well, did he have a crush on a girl? Did he do whatever? I think he wishes he would have probably told them before he got run down in the street.
He had a crush named Earl named Pearl. He had a crush named Pearl.
Crush on a squirrel named Pearl. But I just don't understand why it's wrong to tell somebody that you have a... Why wouldn't you tell them?
It's because people's fuses... people get upset at the easiest things nowadays. So, I mean, back in the old days, I don't think it was that bad because people, look at the marriages nowadays. You see on Facebook, people have been married for 70, 80 years. You don't hear about that nowadays. Usually, the term people stay married probably less than 10, 11, 12 years.
Well, but you don't know you don't know the rest of that story. How that story really is? Well, they've been married for 70 years, but only happily for about 3.
yeah, there you go.
So that's really what that's about. They stayed together for 70 years, but they were only happy for about three.
Yeah, once these perks wear off. No, it's just, you know, it's just the, I don't know. It's, times are different, don't get me wrong, times are different. And I think what it is because nowadays it does take two incomes, really. If you have a family, we'll say at least three. We'll say one child. I mean, even one child. It takes at least two incomes nowadays to even survive, to feed the child, you know, clothe the child, you know, plus your own self. Because the cost of living is so high because, you know, all these people that go around and steal stuff at these stores that don't have a real job.
Well, but see,
it causes everything to be raised.
But the truth also is that people are scared to leave things. Now, they'll never say it's financial because that's not a good reason. But, you know, once you sign those documentations about getting married, sometimes you're sharing a house, sometimes you're sharing the bills, sometimes you're sharing the cars. I mean, you're sharing a lot of things, and all that's going to have to be worked out by lawyers, which you're going to have to hire if there's any fight at all. And, you know, sometimes that's very scary for a lot of people.
I mean, have you noticed nowadays, say you get a relationship and you're going to get married. Have you noticed nobody really gets joint checking accounts anymore?
I think they
share everything.
I think if I was about to get married, I would probably check into an institution to see why I thought I would want to do that.
You know what I'm saying? No. I mean, but, you know, back in the days, you know, back in the 70s or whatever, when people used to get married, people used to have that joint checking account, but not anymore. Nope, you're paying the rent, I'll pay this, you pay that.
I think blah, blah, blah.
Because you can't trust people is the problem.
Well, but you know what the bottom line of this conversation is? During this conversation, and I'm not saying any names today because, you know, I want to be on the level. But yesterday, somebody also pointed out to me, do you believe this whole thing, and this maybe we'll elaborate on this tomorrow because it is Valentine's week. Do you believe that when you're mean to somebody, that really means that you like them? See, but I think that is like third grade, but I don't think that's like grown up lifestyle stuff.
I really don't know. A lot of people say that. People say that people are rude to somebody because they really, you know, I don't believe that. Statistics does not show that. It's just, I think some people are just born to be rude.
Some people are, well, I don't understand why being rude to somebody equates liking them. I don't get that. I think that's a little.
I think it's a little. I think to me, if everybody's mean to me, that brushes me off of them. I don't want nothing to do with them.
Some people just rub me the wrong way. I can't say that it's that because I like them. It's just because they're rub me the wrong way. I don't know.
And you just say what you want to tell them.
Yeah, but see, people are nuts, though. But people want you.
You're like a Jackie Gleason. You'll be like, listen. I remember a story years ago, and I got to tell you this, and I'll part ways with you because I got to go pay some bills. But I remember one time, you said something to somebody at an event. Remember this one? And you said, go do that, and they said, thank you for your permission.
Well, that's true. But, you know, the bottom line here is...
that was so funny.
But haven't you... Bottom line, have you ever known me to be rude to somebody because I like them?
No.
No. Okay, so there we go. I think that blows this whole thing up.
Yeah.
What?
I don't recall that. No.
I would just tell them.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. See, I didn't understand that yesterday. There was an accusation that because I'm rude to somebody that I like them. Well, I don't know. See, that doesn't make any sense to me because if you're rude to somebody, if it means you like them, then do you like everybody? Because if you're nice to somebody, obviously that means you like them. But if you're rude to somebody, if that means you like them, how can you be rude to everybody? What do you have to do to be rude? But this person who this accusation was brought up against, it. I'm not rude to them. What I am, sarcastic. I'm sarcastic with them because I think we have that type of relationship where we can say, well, you know what? She said awful stuff to me. I can say that. Let me put it that way. She has said awful stuff to me, and she knows she has. So think about that. What does that mean? Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About 2 minutes left here in this segment. We're going to come back with much more, about maybe 3 minutes, 57 minutes past the hour. But I don't understand that. And just for the record, yesterday when I was having this conversation with this very nice lady who called in, I don't plan on sending anybody any flowers on Valentine's Day who's married or who's got a fiance or any of that. I was asking in general, is that something you should do? Because I don't ever... I'll tell you a story here because we got a minute. This person who says they've never been rude to me. Now, one day I was sitting with them and I was telling them a story, a very nice, colorful story, you know, interesting story. And this person turned to me dead in the face and said, "You're full of malarkey." And they did not use the word malarkey. Now, you fill in the blank as to what word they used. So, now, what is that? Because that certainly could not be misconstrued as a nice statement, but yet they did it. So, where is the line there, I ask you? Where is the line there? 58 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. You know, we had a caller this morning before we were on the air that was talking about some of this stuff. So maybe we'll come back after the break, talk some more about what is appropriate, what is inappropriate, and what's going on as we head into the big V-Day holiday, Valentine's Day 2020. But you shouldn't tell somebody they're full of malarkey and not use the word malarkey. That could be misconstrued as a very rude statement. So that's the way it goes. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of this very short but important break. Stay tuned.
P. Marion, Ohio, the talking place for legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me when the train gets off, and then is forever. I never owned the camera.